Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
A lot of people, they want the persuasion. They want the sales tactics. They want to know, how do I close more deals? What do I say? What do I have to do? What's the best response for objections? What's the best questions I can ask to close deals, like to get what I need to know? And all of that is important and all of that is valuable. But if you're not being authentic, you're not being true to who you are, and you're not giving an authentic part of you in your conversations that's transparent and just you being you, then it's not going to be as successful. If you're phony or fake or feeling like you have to act like a sales professional or you have to be this person, you will close some deals. I absolutely promise it. I've seen it. I've seen enough people like that who are just completely fake and phony. Once that phone rings and they turn into a completely different person and they can close some deals. But I will debate for a long time that that will not lead to long-term success. That is hard to sustain. You're going to have an off day. You're going to say something. You're going to forget your own stories. Like, it's not going to resonate. People will pick up that you're fake and phony. We've all dealt with those salespeople that just feel they're just oozing with fake and phony. And it's just repulsive. I don't know what any other word to use. Like, and there's times where we've all done it where we need to buy that thing or we really want to buy that thing, but we just don't enjoy the experience. We don't want to do that again from that person. And so the more you can be authentic, the more you can be true to who you are and understanding it, the better things will be in two areas. Again, it's all about you knowing who you are and what you want and what you're going after and what's true for you, and which we're going to cover a lot, especially next week. And then the other part is being authentic and true for your customers and giving them the authentic side of you, right? Like if you're nerdy, or you laugh funny, or you say funny jokes, as long as they're not terribly inappropriate, right? But maybe they are, and that's just what you're going to go with. That's what people will pick up on that. And I'm telling you, because this is the important part, is the more authentic you are, the more real you are, and the more you're not trying to pretend to be someone else. I mean, I think you always want to be working on your professionalism. You want to be a professional. You want to be in the mode and in the zone of what you're selling and what's appropriate for that, but bringing your authentic side, the more you do that, the more your prospects will feel that. They'll believe you. They'll trust you, which is such a huge part in sales, is to get someone to trust you, but they'll trust the real you, and then they will want to buy from you. It's such a key thing. So make sure to focus on the authenticity piece and being authentic, because that is so important when it comes to these sales success traits, is this fifth and final one, is being authentic for you and for them.